And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. 17th chapter of John. John 17. And likewise the first four verses. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you for this people that have gathered to worship you. I pray that your word would enlighten us, lead us, direct us. I pray, Lord, that you would anoint this people to hear and your servant to preach. Your will be done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, in the second chapter of John and the fourth verse, Jesus says to Mary, What have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Mine hour is not yet come. In the 17th chapter, in verse 1, praying alone in the garden in preparation for the cruel cross of Calvary, Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven and said to his Father, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. I'm preaching on the hour of all time. The hour and the event of all time. In the two verses, John 2 and 4, John 17 and 1, we find where the word hour is used. The word hour here does not mean 60 minutes, as in, you know, 1 hour from 5 to 6 or from 9 to 10, but it means a day or a season, a particular frame of time, not necessarily reduced to 60 minutes. Mine hour, my event, the purpose for my coming is at hand. Hallelujah. Well, as I look at this, I can think of a lot of, and so can you, a lot of great seasons or events or frames of time, great hours of history. I'm patriotic, and I don't mind saying so. I mean, I'm not anxious to leave and go to Russia or Mexico unless it would be just simply to preach the gospel. I have no intentions of leaving USA. I'm not packing my bags and moving out unless God says so. I don't like a lot of things here, but I like it here. Hallelujah. Amen. I like my country. I am patriotic. And to me, when I think of my country's history, to me it was a great hour when a group of what we have now called pilgrims on a ship called a Mayflower landed at Plymouth Rock and began to settle this continent, That was a great hour. It was a great hour in American history when on a dark night, a man by the name of Paul Revere climbed aboard his stallion and began that what we now call the midnight ride of Paul Revere, warning the colonies, the British are coming. And they rallied to defense. Amen. It was a great hour when Washington, in the dead of night, in a do or die, now or never situation, crossed the Delaware River and surprised the British, and the tide of the Revolutionary War was turned for our good. It was a great hour on July the 4th, 1776, when the Declaration of Independence was signed. To me, that was a great hour. But let's leave history, natural history. Let's go to the book of God. Let's go to the pages of God's Word. And as we look there in the history of God's Word, I see great hours. It was a great hour when God led Israel out of Egyptian bondage under the leadership of Moses, was it not? It was a great hour when they roasted that lamb, eat all of it, amen, and put the blood upon the doorpost, and the death angel passed over. It was a great hour in history of our God's book when God delivered the three Hebrews from the fiery furnace. It was a great hour when the Holy Ghost descended at Pentecost, was it not? The Holy Ghost was poured out. Amen. But I want to preach to you tonight for a few minutes and tell you that in spite of every great hour, it was a great hour, the greatest of your life, when you got saved. Amen. But let me tell you, there has never, ever been an hour like that hour in John chapter 17. And verse 1, when Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. It was the greatest hour that mankind has ever known. Can the church say amen tonight? Never has there been an hour like that hour. Amen. The hour is come. 14 times in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John has 14 references to Jesus referring to his hour. His hour. 14 references in the four Gospels. He knew why he came. He knew his purpose. Revelation 13 and 8 calls him the Lamb slain from when? The foundation of the world. He knew his mission in life. He had a goal. That goal was to go to Calvary, was it not? He knew why he came. The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many, or for all. Amen? And so he knew his purpose in life. He knew why he came. Mary knew that he should soon perform miracles. Amen. That's why she said to him, go and whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. But he said to her, mine hour is not yet come. I know that he was going to perform miracles. I know that he was going to open blinded eyes. I know that he was going to cure lepers. I know if it had been in our time, he would cure AIDS and cancer. But in those times, it was mostly leprosy or palsy. Amen? And I know that he was going to do those things. He said, tell John, the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk. Amen. I know that he was going to do those things. But that is not his main mission. Amen? That's not exactly the reason that he came, though he would do those things. He had a purpose. And many times they tried to kill him. Many times the devil put it in the minds of people to get rid of Jesus. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 4 and verse 29, they were so upset with Jesus. They were so aggravated. They hated him so bad. They wanted to get rid of him in such a way. The Bible said they would have pushed him over the brow of the hill. But you know what the Bible said? But his time was not yet. Did you hear what the Bible said? His time was not yet. Yes, he's opening blinded eyes. Yes, he's curing palsy and leprosy. Yes, he's doing miracles. But his time was not yet. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in John chapter 7 and verse 30, because his teaching offended them and they were so upset with his teaching and the things that he taught, the Bible said they sought to lay hands on him, but no man lay hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Hallelujah. Amen. Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. But oh, now he is looking to a cross. Now, in the fullness of time, amen, God's time, he looks up to the heaven. He's in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's with drawn a stone's cast away. He has taken three, Peter, James, and John, a little farther than the rest, but he has even left those alone. When a stone's cast away, and knelt on his knees, looked up to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Hallelujah. It wasn't back then at turning water to wine at a marriage of Cana. It wasn't back then when they wanted to push me over the brow of the hill. It wasn't time for me to die when my teachings offended them and they sought to lay hands on me and kill me. But Father, the hour is come. The purpose of my mission to this earth is now upon me. Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Touch me now, Father. For mine hour is come. Hallelujah. The hour is come, John 12, verses 23 and 24. For the Son of Man must be glorified. Verse 24, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, what happens? It bringeth forth much fruit. This he spake concerning his death. Hallelujah. It is time. The hour is at hand. I've got to die, but if I do, I'll bring forth fruit. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so I want to preach to you the hour of all time, the hour of the word, that the greatest hour the world has ever known was an hour of suffering. Yes, it was an hour of suffering. Jesus went to Pilate's judgment hall and was scourged. You see, scourging and crucifixion didn't go together. You didn't scourge a man that was going to be executed on a cross. Pilate was trying, because he had examined Jesus and found no fault in him, was trying to persuade the people not to crucify him. But Jesus said, mine hour is here. There's no other way around it. I got to die. Hallelujah. Amen. They were not appeased. They were not. This did not satisfy them, because they brought him to the brink of death. Mine hour is come. Hallelujah. It was an hour of suffering. And Jesus suffered. Isaiah said he would. He is a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Hallelujah. An hour of suffering. And Jesus suffered, led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He suffered on dark Calvary, suffered as never man suffered, suffered beaten beyond recognition, beaten until every bone is out of joint, beaten until he is unrecognizable, beaten because Isaiah said his visage is so marred more than any man's, and his form than the sons of men, beaten so that he's not recognized. Chunks of flesh fell from his body, intestines protruding from his body, and now he goes to a cross. I said an hour of suffering. And why did he suffer? Why did he suffer? For you, for me. I should have been crucified. I should have suffered and died, but Jesus, the songwriter said, God's Son took my place. And so he did. An hour of suffering. Father, the hour is come. An hour of atonement. Until this time, if a man wanted sins forgiven, he went to his flock, and he took a spotless, innocent lamb, took it to the tabernacle, presented it to the priest. They slit its throat, they drained its blood, and they offered it upon the brazen altar of sacrifice and burned it with fire. And the blood and body of that lamb was a sacrifice for the sin of that one man. And if he sinned again, he had to go again. And the process was repeated as often as he sinned. Oh, I tell you that Jesus Christ, according to Hebrews 9 and 24, amen, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself up, amen, without spot unto God. Once, hallelujah, once, I'm telling you that when Jesus died on the cross, mine hour is come. And for this he did come, to die on the cross of Calvary, an hour of atonement, because once and for all, amen, no more do we run and get a lamb. We simply bow our head and say, Lord, forgive me, have mercy, and the blood of Jesus cleanseth us from all sin. What an hour. I said, what an hour. Hey, we may be all Christians tonight, but my God, I'm thankful for that hour, and I like to be reminded of it. Never has there been an hour like that hour. Atonement. Fulfillment of prophecies and types and shadows. Oh, yes, this is the serpent. Hallelujah. Lifted on the pole. And the message in the Old Testament times was, look and live. I tell you, the message hasn't changed. He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must I, the Son of Man, be lifted up. Hallelujah. And he was at Calvary, was he not? And I tell you, amen, he said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And he is doing that. Hallelujah. That's why I like to preach the cross. I like to lift him up again. I like to tell the world that Jesus saves. I like to let you know it's the greatest hour the world has ever known. Never has there been an hour like that hour. Can you say amen? An hour of fulfilling of prophecies. Amen. The prophets, Isaiah, the prophet Jeremiah, the prophets. Amen. They all prophesied. Amen. To him gave all the prophets witness. Acts 10:43. Amen. They all talked about it. Daniel spoke of it. Amen. Oh, yes, the prophets. Amen. Even some foretelling the birthplace. Some foretelling the crucifixion. But they all prophesied of this hour. Was an hour when Isaac was set free, for a substitute had been found. You and I deserve death for our sin, for the penalty of sin is death, is it not? The wages of sin is what? Death. And we were sinners, so what did we deserve? Death. But because of that hour, just like Isaac, about bound to the altar of sacrifice, Abraham with a dagger drawn and ready to plunge into the life of his own son. And God spoke and said, "Now I know you love me." Look in the bushes, and there was a ram. I'm telling you that God provided a lamb in my place when I had sinned and I deserved hell and death was mine. Hallelujah. Oh, I can identify with Job. Deliver him from going to the pit, for I have found a ransom. Hallelujah. And Jesus is that ransom. I tell you, there's never been an hour like that hour that Jesus died for me. Hallelujah. It was an hour of finished work. Finished work. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Jesus said, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." That hour, when Jesus said, "Father, the hour is come," it was an hour of finished work. My meat is to do the will of the Father and to finish his work. John 9:4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Hallelujah. Now Jesus is facing the cross. The hour is come. And so they take him and they put him on that cross. Amen. And he hangs on the cross from 9 o'clock in the morning till 12 o'clock noon. And then at 12 o'clock noon, the sun refuses to shine. And it gets black and dark from 12 to 3. Amen. 3 hours on a cross and then darkness. And then 3 more hours of darkness for 6 hours on a cross. 9 in the morning till 3 o'clock. But all of a sudden at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, in the midst of darkness, amen, and all of a sudden, the ground begins to move and quake and shake and tremble. Rocks begin to burst in pieces. The veil of the temple is rent from the top to the bottom. And Jesus cries with a loud voice, three words. What are they? It is finished. Hallelujah. An hour of finished work. That doesn't mean it's over and done with. You've heard the last of me. They'll put me in a grave and it's over. This was simply the beginning. He was only completing the work of redemption. But life is just now starting. Hallelujah. It is finished. The work of redemption is complete. Whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely. And I did. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I said, I did. I'm glad I did. I'm thankful. Oh, I'm so happy I did. I'm a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. What an hour. My God, what an hour. It changed me. It changed my life. I'm a new privileged person. Amen. I am an heir of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. I've been raised to sit in heavenly places. What an hour. An hour of finished work. Hallelujah. The hour is come. And I close. It was an hour of victory. An hour of triumph over all the powers of darkness and evil. An hour of victory over the devil. Taking the keys of hell and death from him, and no wrestling match takes place. He simply trembles and turns the keys over. Hallelujah. Sing and preach, and I'm not... Go ahead. Shout to it. That's all right. That's all right. But I'm telling you, there wasn't no party in hell. There wasn't time for a party in hell. I'm telling you, when Jesus said, "It is finished, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit," bowed his head, gave up the ghost, and died, he went into the heart of the earth and took the keys. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it was an hour of victory. Hallelujah. Victory over the devil, victory over sin, over all the powers of darkness, victory over the flesh. Was it not? Hallelujah. He led captivity captive. He conquered captivity. He ascended on high. He gave gifts unto men. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And says, "Because I live, ye shall live also." Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have conquered, now you can conquer. I have overcome, now you can overcome. I live, you shall live. Hallelujah. I conquered the devil, you can conquer the devil. I've taken power and authority. You have power and authority. I give it to you. Hallelujah. I give you the keys of the kingdom, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed. It was an hour of victory. Stand with me. Hallelujah. An hour. Never been an hour like that hour. I tell you, there may be great hours left. And there are great hours of victory left for each of us as individuals, and God bringing victory for us and doing this for us and delivering. But I tell you, there is a great hour yet to come. I said, there is a great hour yet to come. When they're in the graves, shall hear his voice and shall come forth. Hallelujah. There is an hour coming, Jesus said. An hour coming when they that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. And you know what? When that takes place, then we which are alive and remain shall be called up to you. There's a great hour coming. Aren't you thankful tonight? Hallelujah. The hour is come. What an hour. Gather around the altar. Let's thank him for this hour. Let's thank him for the victory. Let's thank him for power over sin. Let's pray.